This is the 2013 WAIS examination in English as an additional language or dialect, Stage 3. Section 1, Listening. You will hear two texts. Each text will be played twice. There will be a short pause between the first and second readings. You may make notes at any time and answer the questions in the spaces provided in your question-answer booklet. Text 1 will begin in 2 minutes. Use this time to read the questions for Text 1.
Text 1, Malik's Story, First Reading.
I am the voice you will hear. I am reading the transcript of Malik's reflections on his life as a refugee. When you look at the Somali culture, they call us the nation of poets. It's a big part of the Somali culture. So, knowing my history and knowing my culture, it has inspired me to take up graphic design as a way of expressing myself and as a way of just giving back to the community as well. By day, I'm a public servant. I work for the New South Wales Community Relations Commission. And by night and weekends, I'm a part owner of Flashpoint Graphics, a successful design and marketing business. I also work as a volunteer at the Horn of Africa Relief and Development Agency and am the chairman of their youth association. My family and I left Somalia in 1993. There was a civil war, which is still happening till today in Somalia. And we stayed about a year and a half in a refugee camp in Kenya. And through a humanitarian visa, were able to, luckily enough, arrive in Australia in 1993. My family and my parents, a lot of the time, do talk about the golden days of Somalia and look at photos now on Google or on YouTube. Yeah, it's quite amazing, and I can definitely say we've left a lot behind. We're a young graphic design studio, and we are quite unique. My business partner's 25 years old, and I'm 21. And most of our employees are under the age of 25. So as a young group, we're able to provide a fresh, new style of design. And we all, most of us, are from a refugee background. So we do have our own stories to share as well. One of the things that really motivates me in the creative and design space is using film as a medium to express the stories of people that don't tend to have a voice. Recently, I went back to Kenya in Central Africa. So I went down, recorded a short documentary in Kenya at the world's largest refugee camp. It took a lot out of me. But I learned a lot, and I encountered countless stories of hardship, of courage. I'm the chairman of the Horn of Africa Youth Association. We advocate for young Africans through our annual conference, through sports and through soccer. One of the things we were successful in doing, we launched a report called Our Voices United, African Youth Speak, which goes over the issues facing young Africans here in Australia. The settlement issues, accessing employment, you know, dealing with law enforcement agencies. So that's one way we advocate and give back to our community. I really do hope that through the work that I do, through my design, through the volunteer work that I do as well, that it will inspire and also motivate young people and kind of say, look, if he can do it, I can do it.
Text 1, Malik's Story, Second Reading.
When you look at the Somali culture, they call us the nation of poets. It's a big part of the Somali culture. So, knowing my history and knowing my culture, it has inspired me to take up graphic design as a way of expressing myself and as a way of just giving back to the community as well. By day, I'm a public servant. I work for the New South Wales Community Relations Commission. And by night and weekends, I'm a part owner of Flashpoint Graphics, a successful design and marketing business. I also work as a volunteer at the Horn of Africa Relief and Development Agency and am the chairman of their youth association. My family and I left Somalia in 1993. There was a civil war, which is still happening till today in Somalia. And we stayed about a year and a half in a refugee camp in Kenya. And through a humanitarian visa, were able to, luckily enough, arrive in Australia in 1993. My family and my parents, a lot of the time, do talk about the golden days of Somalia and look at photos now on Google or on YouTube. Yeah, it's quite amazing, and I can definitely say we've left a lot behind. We're a young graphic design studio, and we are quite unique. My business partner's 25 years old, and I'm 21. And most of our employees are under the age of 25. So as a young group, we're able to provide a fresh, new style of design. And we all, most of us, are from a refugee background. So we do have our own stories to share as well. One of the things that really motivates me in the creative and design space is using film as a medium to express the stories of people that don't tend to have a voice. Recently, I went back to Kenya in Central Africa. So I went down, recorded a short documentary in Kenya at the world's largest refugee camp. It took a lot out of me. But I learned a lot, and I encountered countless stories of hardship, of courage. I'm the chairman of the Horn of Africa Youth Association. We advocate for young Africans through our annual conference, through sports and through soccer. One of the things we were successful in doing, we launched a report called Our Voices United, African Youth Speak, which goes over the issues facing young Africans here in Australia. The settlement issues, accessing employment, you know, dealing with law enforcement agencies. So that's one way we advocate and give back to our community. I really do hope that through the work that I do, through my design, through the volunteer work that I do as well, that it will inspire and also motivate young people and kind of say, look, if he can do it, I can do it.
Now answer the questions for text one.
Text 2 will begin in 2 minutes. Use this time to read the questions for text 2. Text 2. The United Nations 2013 International Year of Quinoa. First reading.
I am the voice you will hear. I am the lecturer. The United Nations, or UN as it is commonly referred to, has declared 2013 the International Year of Quinoa. The word quinoa is spelt Q-U-I-N-O-A and is pronounced quinoa. Quinoa is a grain that grows in South America. So what makes quinoa so great? Why would the United Nations, UN, devote an entire year to promoting this ancient crop which has been grown in the area around the Andes Mountains for many years? Well, there are two reasons. Firstly, the nutritional value of quinoa is next to unmatched by any other globally consumed grain. Quinoa is actually a seed, but is commonly categorised as a grain. Quinoa is the only plant-based food that contains all the essential amino acids, trace elements, and vitamins, and contains no gluten. Due to its complete amino acid combination, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, recommended it as a protein source for long-duration space travel. And the UN Food and Agriculture Organization reported that it is nutritionally equivalent to mother's milk. Secondly, from an agricultural perspective, the quinoa crop is remarkably adaptable to different agricultural regions because it has a high tolerance for low soil moisture. This means that quinoa has the potential to be grown internationally. For these two reasons, the UN has decided to promote the cultivation of the crop to contribute to global food security, a situation that exists when people at all times have access to sufficient, safe and nutritious food. However, in order to make the globalisation of quinoa successful, there are two main issues that will need to be addressed. The first of these issues involves the UN seeking to recognise the indigenous people of the Andes Mountains for their role in preserving and protecting quinoa in its natural state as food for present and future generations. The UN will need to work with the governments of quinoa-producing regions in South America, Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, to ensure that not all quinoa is exported. By insisting that a fixed percentage of quinoa stay within the country's borders, the UN aims to ensure that the price of quinoa for Indigenous people will not become too high as a result of increased international demand. Such policies have the potential to ensure better food security for agricultural communities by preventing a shift in diet to unhealthy, non-traditional food due to high prices. The second issue is the need to conserve soil. The international demand for quinoa over the past three decades has led to the expansion of traditional cropping areas from the foothills of the Andes to the surrounding plains. This rapid expansion, along with shorter periods of resting the land between crops and increased use of machinery for turning the soil, led to the deterioration of the soil in Bolivia. This soil degradation led farmers to further extend field areas due to declining agricultural productivity, worsening the problem. The slogan for the 2013 International Year of Quinoa is "A future planted thousands of years ago," referring to the long heritage of the crop. Yet unsustainable farming practices can hinder quinoa's potential to contribute to global food security. The UN will need to specifically aim its support to quinoa farms with sound soil conservation practices so as to ensure the long-term sustainability of increased quinoa production in the area. So, from a global perspective, the quinoa crop will need international support in order to be beneficial for all. While this new superfood is nutritious and versatile, production of quinoa needs to be sustainable in the long term to ensure global food security.
Text 2, the United Nations 2013 International Year of Quinoa, second reading.
The United Nations, or UN as it is commonly referred to, has declared 2013 the International Year of Quinoa. The word quinoa is spelt Q-U-I-N-O-A and is pronounced quinoa. Quinoa is a grain that grows in South America. So what makes quinoa so great? Why would the United Nations, UN, devote an entire year to promoting this ancient crop which has been grown in the area around the Andes Mountains for many years? Well, there are two reasons. Firstly, the nutritional value of quinoa is next to unmatched by any other globally consumed grain. Quinoa is actually a seed, but is commonly categorised as a grain. Quinoa is the only plant-based food that contains all the essential amino acids, trace elements, and vitamins, and contains no gluten. Due to its complete amino acid combination, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, recommended it as a protein source for long-duration space travel, and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization reported that it is nutritionally equivalent to mother's milk. Secondly, from an agricultural perspective, the quinoa crop is remarkably adaptable to different agricultural regions because it has a high tolerance for low soil moisture. This means that quinoa has the potential to be grown internationally. For these two reasons, the UN has decided to promote the cultivation of the crop to contribute to global food security, a situation that exists when people at all times have access to sufficient, safe and nutritious food. However, in order to make the globalisation of quinoa successful, there are two main issues that will need to be addressed. The first of these issues involves the UN seeking to recognise the indigenous people of the Andes Mountains for their role in preserving and protecting quinoa in its natural state as food for present and future generations. The UN will need to work with the governments of quinoa-producing regions in South America, Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, to ensure that not all quinoa is exported. By insisting that a fixed percentage of quinoa stay within the country's borders, the UN aims to ensure that the price of quinoa for Indigenous people will not become too high as a result of increased international demand. Such policies have the potential to ensure better food security for agricultural communities by preventing a shift in diet to unhealthy, non-traditional food due to high prices. The second issue is the need to conserve soil. The international demand for quinoa over the past three decades has led to the expansion of traditional cropping areas from the foothills of the Andes to the surrounding plains. This rapid expansion, along with shorter periods of resting the land between crops and increased use of machinery for turning the soil, led to the deterioration of the soil in Bolivia. This soil degradation led farmers to further extend field areas due to declining agricultural productivity, worsening the problem. The slogan for the 2013 International Year of Quinoa is "A future planted thousands of years ago," referring to the long heritage of the crop. Yet unsustainable farming practices can hinder quinoa's potential to contribute to global food security. The UN will need to specifically aim its support to quinoa farms with sound soil conservation practices so as to ensure the long-term sustainability of increased quinoa production in the area. So, from a global perspective, the quinoa crop will need international support in order to be beneficial for all. While this new superfood is nutritious and versatile, production of quinoa needs to be sustainable in the long term to ensure global food security.
Now answer the questions for text 2. This is the end of section 1. Supervisors, please turn off the sound equipment.